So one more time. Make sure you're warm and comfortable. Find yourself between two welcomes. Between the welcome of the earth for your body and the welcome of your body for the breath. Find that place within you that is deep, that has space, that is calm. Deep space. Bring the focus of your attention, of your awareness, to the feeling of the tongue in your mouth. The taste against your teeth and cheeks. Feeling the full sweep of the jaw, the full sweep of the jaw. Becoming aware of the lips, together or gently parted. And on the upper lip, the sensation of breath entering and leaving the body. Feeling the air in the nostrils. On the bridge of the nose, feeling the cheekbones and the eyes in their socket, feeling eyelids and eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows, feeling the full sweep of the forehead. Feeling each hair on the scalp, all the way from the hairline down to the nape of the neck, and the outer shell of the ears, and the inner architecture of the ears. The whole head now, one field of sensation, and the breath flowing in and out of the throat. And the rising and falling of the collarbones. Feeling sensations reaching into the armpits, and down the muscles, the bone and the skin of the arms, past the delicate inner skin of the elbow, down to the wrist, to the palms of the hands and the backs of the hands, and reaching sensation into each and every fingertip. And then back to the throat and the feeling of breath coming in and out of the throat, and the rising and falling of the collarbone, and the rising and falling of the chest, and the rising and falling of the belly, and in between the two, the heart rising and falling on the diaphragm, and the soft lower organs of the body and the skin of the back and the spine from the back of the head all the way down to the tip of the tailbone. Being aware of the hips and the groin and the private areas of the body and into the hip joints and down the legs, the muscles, the bones, the skin of the legs, the backs of the knees, calves, shins, ankles, and the heels of the feet, the soles and the tops of the feet, and each and every toe, until the whole body becomes one radiant, present field of sensation from the tips of the toes and the tips of the fingers all the way to the crown of the head. The whole body, one radiant, present sensation. Presence and stillness. And still through it all, the breath, the rising and falling, the opening and closing of the body with the breath. And imagining now the light against your eyelid getting brighter and brighter and brighter until the whole body feels filled with light, full of light, brighter than you can almost imagine. And from that place where you are filled with light into the place of warm, sweet darkness where the whole body rests. Within that warm, dark space, can you remember what those states feel like of brightness, of being filled with light, covered with brightness, and of being in sweet, warm darkness? Can you move between them from light to dark? Light to dark in your own time and in your own way. Can you experience them both at the same time? And can you let them go? Can you recall a time of gentle happiness, an experience of gentle happiness? How does that feel in the body? What is that feeling of that? Can you recall an experience now of sweet melancholy? Maybe a gentle regret? Soft nostalgia, whatever it is. That sweet experience of sadness. And can you move again from one to the other in your own time, in your own way, recalling those memories, those experiences as fully as you are able, and moving between them, exploring them. Finding yourself, if you can, in the place where both are true, both are equally real for you. And then let that go. Repeating to yourself those three trigger words: deep, space, and calm. Deep, space, and calm. And I invite you to imagine yourself now on the shores of a beautiful lake, in the still depths of winter. And it's that soft winter twilight, and you are perfectly warm. You're bundled up in whatever works for you, but the lake itself is frozen and clear. And in the surface of that lake, you can watch the clouds reflected and the birds as they pass overhead. You watch the natural progression of life. And there's nothing you need to do to make any of this happen, just sitting and marveling, reveling in the beauty of that natural moment. Seeing the trees reflected. And after a while, feeling the wind just starting to arise. Feeling the air begin to get a little warmer. Watching the movement of branches as the trees themselves become restless at the rising spring. Watching the ice begin to break up on the surface of the lake. Little waves being whipped up as a storm gathers overhead, and once again you are perfectly safe and perfectly warm, and yet all around you the most stunning spring storm erupts in thunder and lightning and wild, wild winds. Feel the power of nature, the power of the world itself turning. And the storm blows and storm rages, and then it clears. And as it clears, the sun begins to rise through the trees, and the birds start to sing. Light begins to come into the day, to blush through the morning. And on the surface of the lake, one by one, open the lotus flowers, the lily flowers, unfolding one by one. And the pink light of a spring dawn. And if you are moved to offer some sort of wish, some sort of prayer for the world or for your loved ones into this space, you can offer it to the lake and the wild storm and the lotus flower. And becoming aware once more of the physical body. Inviting your breath to begin to deepen. Beginning to stretch into your fingers and into your toes. Making those movements a little bigger and a little fuller. And in any way that makes sense to you, bringing yourself back to a sitting position, please, in your own time.